The Gospel reading for the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene tells the beautiful story of Mary's encounter with the risen Lord in the garden of the tomb, and how, in being sent back to Peter and the others with the good news of the resurrection, she becomes the apostle to the apostles. The story shares a mystery with other of Jesus' post-resurrection appearances, namely that his friends fail to recognize him when they first see him, and that it is only when he says or does something that they realize it is Jesus. In this case, Jesus calls Mary by name. What an extraordinary, wonderful moment, as Mary realizes that the one she's been grieving is alive and is speaking to her. Mary is the first witness to this remarkable fact, which lies at the very heart of our faith. Christ is risen, death and sin are defeated, and nothing will be the same again. Mary effectively becomes the first Christian at this point. The fact that everything has changed, that our relationship with God has been healed, is reflected in the fact that Jesus now regards his followers as his brothers and sisters. And he tells Mary, "I am ascending to my Father and your Father." It is through the cross and resurrection that we have become God's children once more. The other mystery in this story, apart from that of the resurrection itself, of course, it concerns Jesus' words to Mary. "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father." Having found Jesus again, Mary was reluctant to let go. The most likely explanation of Jesus' words is that he wished Mary to understand that he had not simply returned to the old life. He wouldn't be going around Galilee and Judea with his followers anymore. They would see him now and then, but soon it would be time for him to go to the Father, as he had been telling them. Some of you will be familiar with the Graham Sutherland painting of this incident, which is in Chichester Cathedral. It has Christ climbing a staircase and pointing upwards as Mary seeks to cling to him. Jesus has to ascend to the Father, so that he and the Father may descend to live in the hearts of all believers, of every place and every time. Perhaps what Jesus is saying is, "Don't try to hold on to me physically. I need to go to the Father so that I can be spiritually present to all believers." Although Mary heard these words as the first witness to the resurrection, there is a lesson for us and all subsequent Christians too. We are not meant to just cling on to Jesus as our personal spiritual comforter. We enjoy coming to Jesus in worship and in times of prayer and Bible reading, and that is all good. But then we are meant to go out to live and work for him. Mary was sent to tell the disciples that Christ had risen and that wonderful new life in him was now possible. We are also meant to go out with that good news. We are also to be witnesses. We are to live humbly and lovingly before the world out of gratitude for what God in Christ has done for us. Gratitude was behind the great love that Mary Magdalene had for Jesus. Both St. Mark and St. Luke tell us that Jesus had freed her from possession by 7 demons. And St. Luke adds that as Jesus travelled about from one town and village to another, the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Joanna, the wife of Chusa, manager of Herod's household. Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. So it seems that Mary's gratitude for what Christ had done for her included generously supporting Jesus' mission. Maybe when we ponder what Christ has done for us, we shall be called to consider the extent of our generosity towards the mission of his church in these days. We have been forgiven much. We should love much. Mary's love for Jesus, a loyalty to him, kept her following him to the end. She was last at the cross with the other women and first at the tomb. I find the extent of her devotion and commitment to be very challenging. How far have I followed the Lord? I sometimes wonder. The final point I wish to draw out from today's Gospel reading is that of it being a journey from darkness to light. And I think we may look upon it as a journey of faith development, one that we share with Mary Magdalene. It begins early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. So there is darkness, in this case the darkness of Mary's grief and confusion about what has happened. But there is also hope, even if she does not comprehend it, for it is the first day of the week, a new beginning. Subsequently, of course, Christians adopted Sunday, the first day of the week, the day of resurrection, as our day of worship, since it represents the day on which all things gained a new beginning. Mary proceeds to the tomb and finds the stone removed from the entrance. Although she misunderstands this, it is actually a gleam of light, the first sign of God's resurrection power at work. But just as the tearing of the stone curtain at the temple showed the barrier of sin between God and human being removed, so the rolling away of the stone at the tomb showed the barrier of death had been removed. The next piece of light is literally light, the bright white of the angel's clothes, and then the appearance of the gardener. And finally, the blazing light of recognition, comprehension, and overwhelming joy. In different ways and at different speeds, I would suggest we are all on this journey from darkness to light, growing in love and knowledge of God, setting aside our selfish desires, growing into the likeness of Christ, and being equipped for his service. It will not be a linear development. There will be times of reversal and misunderstanding, just as Mary misunderstood. But the hope and promise of the resurrection life and the love of God will accompany us through it all. And there will always be more for us to learn about God and about how we may serve him more faithfully by becoming the person he made us to be. The American Trappist monk, Thomas Merton, wrote beautifully on the subject, using the analogy of birds. At the beginning of the day, he wrote, all is dark, and the birds are still asleep and completely quiet. As the first hint of daylight appears, they begin to stir and to chirp quietly. Later, as the sun rises, they begin to sing, and soon the full dawn chorus is underway. Finally, when it is completely light, they begin to fly and swoop and soar. Then at last, they are fully being birds. The more we allow the light of Christ into our lives, the more fully we shall be ourselves. We shall be the people that God made us to be. Today, let us learn from the love, the loyalty and the compassion that Mary Magdalene showed to our Lord. And may she be to us not only a patron, but also a pattern.